Tuesday, May 24th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, unsurprisingly, the House Judiciary Committee held a hearing on, quote, revoking your rights, the ongoing crisis in abortion care. I say that it's unsurprising as we've had the leak from the Supreme Court and Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. During this hearing, some rather bizarre things came up. Harry, I have heard you say often that the sexual revolution's earmarks are insanity, absurdity, lethality, and immorality, and it's all rooted in financial profitability. Well, the absurdity certainly stood out strong during this hearing. I want to play two pieces of audio for you. The first one is from Representative Dan Bishop of North Carolina, as he asks Amy Arambide, who is the director of Avow Texas. He asked her a very simple question about what is a woman.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
You listen to a quote from a quote-unquote expert, an executive director of a organization who, when inquired what is a woman, cannot even give the seventh grade health class answer. A woman is biologically affirmed through the science of humanity, affirming the biological differences between a man and a woman or a male and a female. But she can't do that. On the contrary, she resorts to the cultural anarchy of, well, it's whatever the person decides to identify. That is what is a woman. No, let me put it this way. It's not what you identify. It's what you are by virtue of creation, which was implemented by the Creator. Secondly, in her statement, when she was asked, can a man become pregnant? Her answer was yes. What she is saying is a biological female who declares themselves a man can become pregnant. But the reality is, when you are scientifically accurate, this is a man. Here is the chromosome makeup. Here is a woman. Here is the chromosome makeup. Only women can reproduce and nurture a child within the womb. Now, you may have a woman who calls herself a man, but the reality, scientifically, actually, truthfully, is she is a she, and the fact that she's pregnant is an affirmation of the fact that she is a woman. But, Tom, that's not the only thing that transpired in the conversation in that hearing.
We now go from insanity and absurdity to lethality and immorality. Representative Chip Roy was questioning Dr. Yashia Robinson when she performs abortion and how she performs abortion. It was interesting what she refused to say.
I provide abortion care up until 20 weeks gestational age.
Okay, so you performed an abortion at 20 weeks.
Yes, sir.
And the procedure for an abortion, when we're talking about at 20 weeks, as I understand it, is dilation and extraction. Have you performed abortions at that stage? And in doing so, have you had baby parts that you've had to discard or store in some capacity?
One of the things that you all have done
legs,
throughout,
arms,
this, throughout this hearing is just use inflammatory language.
It's a question. Ma'am, it's a simple question. Have you had human parts, baby parts, arms, legs, as a result of an abortion performed at the time you just acknowledged you performed abortions?
I am a physician and a proud abortion provider. There is nothing that you can say.
Yes or no.
Makes it difficult to talk about the care that I provide.
Right. So have there been baby parts, yes or no?
If you would like for me to talk
and
to
where
you
have,
about
where and how have they been stored?
An abortion for patients who need care.
So the answer to the question is fairly obvious.
Gestational age, I'm happy
that there are baby parts and you don't want to talk about how they're being stored. You don't want to talk about putting them in freezers. You don't want to talk about putting them in Pyrex dishes. You want to talk about the videos that we have from Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast in Houston, Texas. You don't want to talk about the reality of what actually happened.
The gentleman's time has expired.
She is not willing to describe the medical procedure of an abortion, which she states she is proud to do abortions and proud to be an abortion provider, yet she doesn't describe it. Let me ask you, somebody that does a tonsillectomy that is questioned, tell us how you extract the tonsil. And what does the tonsil look like? And after you've extracted one, what do you do with it? Can you imagine the doctor avoiding the question? No, they would say, well, here's the way you cut it out. Here's what it looks like when you extract it. And by the way, this is the way we dispose of it, or this is what we do with it afterwards. The fact that the person cannot bring themselves to talk about what they do to a child at 20 weeks and beyond, and the fact that she will not own the reality that she has done multiple abortions beyond 20 weeks, those facts tell you this is something that is wrong. No matter how much you embrace the insanity of the progressive secular world and life view, its resulting absurdity, such as statements that men can become pregnant, and then its absolute commitment to uphold a desire for a culture whereby we can bring a homicidal assault upon the child in the womb and even force taxpayers to pay for this in violation of their conscience, there is the lethality of the culture. It is there because of the sexual immorality of the culture. It is rooted in the profitability of the industries of sin. It is an effort by politicians who receive donations from the organizations that make money on abortions and its resulting ancillary industries such as the selling of body parts and organs.
Harry, I guess the silver lining in this is the fact that we do have men and women in the House who are willing to ask these questions that ought to have obvious, sensible answers.
If abortion is a valid medical procedure, and if abortion is a sanctified right, a sacred right that should be protected, why wouldn't you explain what the procedure is? Why wouldn't you tell us what it looks like when you've done your dilation and extraction, your D&E process, which, by the way, as the congressman said, is the preferred procedure in the later abortions? Why wouldn't you explain what it's like when you plunge the harpoon of a needle in order to literally assault the baby in the womb and it tries to avoid the needle, which has been recorded in video after video, and the pain that is inflicted upon it? Why wouldn't you go ahead and describe that? Because we know this is wrong and there is shame attached to it. And you can use all the euphemisms you want to, and you can declare all of the false opinions from the Constitution that you desire, and now 50 years later, we are still ashamed of it, and those who perform it in the very medical community are considered pariahs. Let me put it this way. Here is a political party, and here are hearings that are designed to establish abortion anytime, anywhere, any place, even into the delivery room at the end of the gestation period, which is, as I've said, ultimately becomes an act of infanticide. May I work at it from the back? What if someone came up to you and said, listen, I don't really need or want, and my child is inconvenient. Well, how old is your child? 2 years of age. Is it possible for me to get a court ruling that I could put my child to death? Well, Harry, that's ridiculous. Of course that's wrong. Well, okay, let's back up to 1 year old. Can you do it then? Oh, no, Harry, that's ridiculous. Okay, well, let me back up to 5 minutes after the baby's been delivered. Would you allow it there? And if you're honest, you're going to say, no, we're not going to allow that. Then tell me, what's the difference 10 minutes earlier when it is getting its nourishment not from the mother's hand, but from the mother's actual body? Abortion is insanity, absurdity, it is lethality, and it is the result of immorality, and it is indefensible no matter how many euphemisms you attach to it and how many legal rulings you get trying to protect it. That's why someone who does it and says they're proud of it can't even talk about it. I know one thing, I love life because God is the creator of life, and I love to share with people the glory and majesty of eternal life in Christ.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a family, yet it's also one of the biggest challenges in the Christian life. Harry Reader's series, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. To order your copy of this 12 sermon series album, go to Briarwood.org/7essentials. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.